This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We can also talk Patriots schedule. It came out last night. We really haven't talked much about it yet to this point. Let's go through, Keith, game by game, 60 seconds each. On the clock.
Yes.
We do it every Thursday at high noon. Patriots schedule. Let me take this one first.
You want to go first?
If you don't mind.
Oh, please.
Put me on the clock, 60 seconds. Okay, Pat's schedule breakdown in just 60 seconds. Home opener. Patriots are going to beat the Raiders. Brady in the building. McDaniels against his former team. That's a W for the Pats. However, first road game, they're going to lose at Miami. Don't play well in Florida in the heat. They are going to come home and win back-to-back home games. Pittsburgh and Carolina. Win-win. Then they get three straight road games. Bills on Sunday Night Football. That one's a loss, obviously. But they're going to beat the Saints and the Titans. They're going to split their next two at home. A win over Cleveland. A loss to the Atlanta Falcons. I think they're tougher than you do, Keith. They're going to lose at Tampa to Keith's guy, Baker Mayfield. They're going to return home and beat the Jets on a short week, Thursday Night Football. They're going to have a long layoff to play Cincinnati, who they beat a year ago, but they lose to the Bengals. They're then going to come back home, win on Monday Night Football against the Giants. Then they have a nice time to stretch out their legs on the bye. Final stretch, back-to-back losses, Buffalo and Baltimore. They head to New York. They beat the Jets. They drop the home finale at home against the Dolphins, 9-8. They're in the wild card mix. I think they're a playoff team.
Wow.
Duck
nine
boats.
And eight. Wow. 9-8. Not quite duck boats, Keith.
All right, let's see how we can do.
That's an easy schedule.
It's not bad.
Okay.
See if my voice can hold up for this.
Let's toss Keith on the clock. 60 seconds. Go.
All right, I have the Patriots winning the opener. You welcome Tom Brady back. He said, hey, look at this. Tom Brady, he owns the team, and you beat him. You beat the Raiders. You're up. You're 1-0 to start the year. You go down to Miami, where even Tom Brady couldn't beat him, so you lose that one. You're 1-1. You play Pittsburgh. Who knows who their quarterback's going to be, so now you're 2-1. Carolina, they stink. You're going to be 3-1. At the Bills, no shame in that. You're 3-2. This next stretch, they're going to go on a four-game winning streak. They're going to face three rookie quarterbacks and Michael Penix. You're going to get Shuck at New Orleans, Cam Ward with Tennessee, either Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel at Cleveland, and Penix with Atlanta. So you're now 7-2. You're going to lose to Baker Mayfield. Just tip your cap to him because he's an elite player. You're going to beat New York at home. You're going to lose at Cincinnati. You're going to beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. So now you're 9-4 going into the bye. Unfortunately, three straight losses are in front of you. Bills, at Ravens, at Jets. But you win the final game of the season against the Dolphins. 10-7 wild card.
Wow.
Duck boats.
We were more similar than I thought.
Yeah, me too. I mean, well,
we did tier them the other day.
Our games were different. I thought there was potential you were going 14-15 wins the way you were talking over there.
No, I was shocked because all along I was like, well, they won four last year. They could win eight this year. Yeah. But then when you really look at it, you're like, I can't pick them to lose to Carolina.
No.
I can't pick them to lose to the Giants. Like, they have a lot. That's the best schedule you could ask for. It is funny, though, the toughest games are at the end. There's a chance you hit your bye week with a crazy good record and you could lose out no problem.
I mean, Buffalo-Baltimore at the Jets is the worst place to play them. And then you get Miami, who has kind of owned you the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Although that could be a cold game. You'll be home for that
That's
one.
True. That yeah. usually does work out in their favor historically. So you have 10 wins in the playoffs. I have 9 and in the playoffs. That's close, though.
Yeah, that's going to be tiebreakers, right? There's going to be some other team. So like, if you look at that list.
The Bengals last year were 9-8, didn't get in on a tiebreaker.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that game against Cincinnati could come down to it, right? The game after Thanksgiving, they play Cincinnati. No, but it is, there's a stretch there where I think if you think they're going to make the playoffs, like you and I both do, the first 9 games of the year, you gotta kind of pile up wins. Yeah, I have them at 7-2.
You have them 7-2. I have them 6-3 through Atlanta. What week is that?
Atlanta's week 9.
Yeah, so I have them 6-3.
So they don't have the bye until week 14. So it's a late bye on that one. At Miami early in the season, you know, whatever. Pittsburgh is an interesting one because, like, we don't know who the quarterback is. That could be a wide range there. You mentioned more primetime games. So they play Sunday night against the Bills. They play Thursday night against the Jets. They play Monday night against the Giants.
I got them 2-1 in the primetime games. I did not expect 3 primetime games for them.
Neither
so that's
did
a good sign. That means the league thinks you're a little more watchable and interesting than maybe we thought.
Right. One of them with the Giants, like, you're actually carrying that game.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention you have both a McDaniels and a Vrabel revenge game.
I was going to say the Raiders Titans. The Vrabel game at Tennessee is a lock.
Oh yeah.
I think we're probably both maybe a little too cavalier about that Raiders game. That might be a more difficult game than we're giving it credit for.
Oh yeah.
But
no,
I marked it down as a win.
Worst case,
start the year at home. You beat the Bengals week 1 last
worst
year.
Worst case slash like realistic outcome, I guess, could be 0-3 because if you lose to the Raiders in like a hard fought game,
we both think you're losing week 2.
And then Pittsburgh's more of a coin toss game.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's another one. I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers. I'm not.
Excuse me.
That's at home. So I don't know. I think we
you're
went
just giving them Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we went through the schedule the other day. I think they are. I think they're going to have Aaron Rodgers. The other day, we didn't know where it fell. We didn't know where it was situated.
Yeah.
I think Pittsburgh. If it were later in the year, I might pick Pittsburgh.
Right.
We knew they were coming to New England. Where they're getting them, it feels like a good spot, to be honest.
And, I mean, we've known the home and road teams for a long time now, and what was pretty remarkable is the home games are most of your easy opponents.
They're a joke.
So I guess that's kind of good.
It's great.
You just have a better chance than some of those tough road games.
We're burying the lead here. You have 10 wins in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I have 9 wins and sneaking into the playoffs. We're both taking over on 8.5, which I think is the over-under for the team,
yeah,
most to where you can shop.
Yep.
So go hammer that. This is a fair point, though, by the text line.
Uh-oh.
617-779-7937. You guys also had the Red Sox as a typo.
Red
there, I think.
Sox, I get it.
In the World Series. That was me. I don't think Keith actually did.
No, I did not.
I did.
I am losing to Bobby Witt. In the ALCS.
You got him in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
I take your record opinions with a grain of salt. Well, that's fine, sir.
Although,
or ma'am.
To be fair, sir, not to pat myself on the back, but somebody's got to do it. Last year, I was technically wrong. I predicted a 3-win season, and if they just lost the final game of the year like they should have, they would have been 100% right.
So you're patting yourself on the back for being wrong.
So close, though.
Okay.
But for being so close.
Gotcha.
Last couple of years, I've been all over it. I think I said 4 wins the year before, 4 or 5.
I think at one point I had him at like 12 wins last year. So I don't have a great track record personally when it comes to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.